This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two sources tell Reuters German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Tuesday decided to send Leopard 2 battle tanks to Ukraine and allow other countries such as Poland to do so while the United States may supply Abrams tanks. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee has more.
Kyiv has pleaded for Western tanks for months. The move would allow other countries like Poland to do the same, while Washington may supply Abrams tanks as well. There's been no official confirmation from Berlin or Washington, but Ukrainian officials were quick to hail what they called a game changer in the almost year-long war. Despite heavy losses on both sides, the front lines in the war have been largely frozen in place for 2 months. Kyiv argues heavy modern battle tanks would give it the firepower and mobility it desperately needs to recapture occupied territory in the east and south.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. Democratic and Republican U.S. lawmakers praised Ukraine's government on Tuesday for taking swift action against corruption and insisted that U.S. military and humanitarian aid to President Volodymyr Zelensky's government should continue. Some classified documents are reported to have been found at the home of former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. VOA's chief correspondent Steve Herman has more.
An attorney for Mike Pence says a small number of U.S. government documents with classified markings have been found at the former vice president's home in the state of Indiana. Boxes of those documents, along with other papers, according to the lawyer, were loaded into a vehicle and taken to the National Archives in Washington on Monday. Both former President Donald Trump and the current President Joe Biden have faced similar controversies. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Democratic leaders in the U.S. Congress gathered at the White House to meet with President Joe Biden to talk about dealing with the new House Republican majority and the looming debt ceiling crisis, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The White House has stressed repeatedly that Democrats want Congress to lift the nation's borrowing authority without conditions. As the meeting began, the president said Democrats were eager to talk about what he called extreme Republican economic plans. Biden says those plans apparently include cutting Social Security and Medicare. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is eager to push Biden to the negotiating table. The White House has not yet invited McCarthy for a meeting, but says it plans to do so soon. Norman Hall, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department sued Google on Tuesday for its dominance of the online advertising market, launching a fresh legal battle against the California tech giant. The federal antitrust suit accused Google of unlawfully maintaining a monopoly that had, quote, corrupted legitimate competition in the ad tech industry. The case was launched by the U.S. Justice Department in connection with 8 states, California, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Tennessee, and Virginia. The World Health Organization called on Tuesday for countries, manufacturers, and suppliers to protect children from contaminated medicines after a spate of child deaths linked to cough syrups last year. In 2022, more than 300 children, mainly aged under 5, in Gambia, Indonesia, and Uzbekistan, died of acute kidney injury and deaths associated with contaminated medicines. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news conference in Geneva.
These contaminants are toxic chemicals used as industrial solvents and antifreeze agents that can be fatal even in small amounts, and should never be found in medicines.
The WHO has already sent specific product alerts in October and earlier this month asking for the medicines to be removed from the shelves. The man accused of killing 23 people and injuring dozens more in a 2019 massacre targeting people of Mexican descent at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, will plead guilty to federal hate crime charges, his attorney said in a court filing. It comes days after federal prosecutors said they will not seek the death penalty for the shooter. Prosecutors say the man drove 11 hours to visit the Walmart on August 3rd, 2019 and fired at shoppers with an AK-47 rifle inside the Walmart store. I'm Joe Ramsey.